And as health officials continue their efforts to clamp down on the spread of the virus, Governor Doug Ducey is moving forward with reopening the state's economy. His stay-at-home order officially expires tomorrow, and restaurants were allowed to begin dine-in service again on Monday. But while some are excited to return to service in those restaurants, others say they are not yet ready. So that's why it caught our eye when someone whose job depends on eating out in restaurants announced he would not be dining out anytime soon. Chris Malloy is the food critic for the Phoenix New Times, and we asked him to record this commentary for the show titled, "Why Our Food Critic Won't Be Eating at Restaurants When They Reopen."
I miss meeting friends out over shared food. I miss sliding into a booth, asking servers about their favorite dishes, and ordering whatever they answer. I miss posting up at the bar, watching chefs move in open kitchens, ordering a second drink. I miss the thrill of setting your eyes to a new menu and the feeling when your food comes. I miss restaurants. But I won't be eating in them when they reopen for dine-in service on May 11th. We all want to be in restaurants again. We all want them to recover. We all want to help give them the financial space to hone their crafts, further their sustainability missions, and support their staffs and supply chains. If these were the only puzzle pieces, these and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey's May 11th green light for reopening, the choice would be simple. But the puzzle is vast and complicated, and I strongly believe we should consider it more fully before rushing to restaurants when they reopen. We have stayed inside to curb the spread of this virus, to save lives, and not just our own, but the lives of others who may be more vulnerable. Opening restaurants before we have a true handle on the pandemic will sicken more people and, in time, complicate and lengthen recovery. For restaurants, for everybody. Taking an optimistic view, COVID-19, though a disaster, has created a unique chance at change. The restaurant industry has long operated on a deeply flawed business model, on a status quo propped up by underpaid workers, many lacking basic protections like healthcare. The industry has had a chance to rethink its normal over these past few weeks. This is a massive task, and positive changes will take vision, risk, and time. I don't think that allowing restaurants to reopen during a still rampant pandemic gives leaders the right stage to properly address these well-known cracks in the foundation of the industry. Try to imagine the post-pandemic logistics and financials from the restaurant's standpoint. Opening early puts an added burden on restaurants. How are restaurants to survive at reduced capacity when most could barely make payroll going full speed ahead in good times? If we aren't selfless enough to stay at home for long enough to flatten the COVID curve for the human good, then what does that say about other 21st century issues? Opening restaurants at this stage of the pandemic reflects a destructive, callow impatience. It speaks to our inability to intelligently put aside our short-term wants so that we can address medium and long-term needs. In a way, this pandemic is a tiny pop quiz, a brief warm-up for far more complex and massive existential tests on the near horizon. In the Southwest this century, we're projected to have mega droughts due to climate change. Dry periods that will last decades, unlike anything we've seen in modern times. This century, the Earth is projected to get warmer by a few degrees, transforming forests, oceans, and deserts, wrenching agriculture and wild foods, and jarring our food ways with an intensity that will make COVID look like a speed bump. How can we begin to solve bigger, more intricate problems if we can't even approach this comparatively simpler problem sensibly?